You're, I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
The New York Knicks.
Here's David Stern
for
with the announcement.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50. Back-to-back 50-point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three. Five! That one goes down, and the game is tied. Houston ducks under. Got it! With 8 points left. Lynn puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lynn from downtown.
Johnson cuts left. Now fires a three.
It is good, and he's fouled. It counts, and he is fouled.
Barrett drives down. This time finishes. With
year, what is going on, Knicks Anonymous family? Welcome back to another episode of course, Knicks Anonymous.
I'm not too excited. This wasn't a good week.
I'm always glad to be here, though.
I know I'm glad to be here. I'm just not excited to discuss this week. I'm sorry, bro. I'm just being honest. This was a horrible. Well, it started off cool, but yeah. Let's just say we got booked back to reality.
Yes, sir. Well, for those of you who don't know, I'm LJ. That is Stevie.
You can call me Stevie Nicks if you want.
And welcome to Nicks Anonymous.
But that's your option. And yes, we have sound effects now. Holy crap.
I yeah. like them apples. Did we not call it? Did we not call it? Did we not say we was going to upgrade and level up?
Dogs, that's all we can do.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that.
That's all we can do. We're going to be like the Knicks, level up. Except we're going to level up a little faster than them.
Or level up, period.
Yeah. I'm just being real.
No, not, so am I.
Bro, this week was pretty humbling because a lot of playoff talk happened last week.
Mostly, All-star
mostly
talk.
Mostly from you. No, the All-star talk was me. I'll admit that. The All-star talk was me. So I'll take.
I was talking playoffs.
I'll take blame for that.
I was talking playoffs way before the season even started.
You were. I wasn't talking All Star shit till recently, so I'll take blame for that one.
But the way it started off good. It started off promising.
Yeah, man, that Jazz victory was pretty sweet. But we'll get into that later.
But as we move through it, it's just like
we're gonna get into. Are we gonna start with anonymous question?
Anonymous question. Anonymous question, everybody.
Yeah, we don't have that many this week. I think we got like, what, four?
Four
anonymous questions. Shout out to those four anonymous people.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, the anonymous question is we get your guys' question from the questionnaire. If you're wondering where the questionnaire is located, you can find it on our Instagram, at Knicks Anonymous, which you can also find everything else, YouTube, you know, all that. At Knicks Anonymous.
Yes, Google us. You'll find us on
everything.
YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music.
Everything.
Apple Music. I'm just trying to name like the big willy platforms. Because I know we're on other platforms. I just don't know them off the top of my head.
Everything.
Yeah, but Google us. You'll find us. Knicks Anonymous. You already know.
Yes, sir. So you can find it in our story. You can put your question in and... Your question could be read here at Knicks Anonymous.
Yes, sir. And ma'am, if you're a lady.
Yes, sir. You know, we love all.
Yeah.
All right, so to kick it off, first question. Are the Knicks playoff ready?
No. Real quick, no.
Negative. No. I don't think there's much to go into depth here. I mean, I guess we could go into depth as to why they are not playoff ready.
Oh, that's easy. I actually posted the final score to the Charlotte game and broke it down there. We need point guard play. Perimeter defense, a primary scorer, and...
Some damn consistency,
yes,
man.
Yes, and I put that too, some damn consistency.
Damn consistency.
Because, like, from what I'm seeing, you know, we're going to get into the games we played last week. We played. That was too early, bro, but I know you're hyped about the sounds.
It's unacceptable.
It is. I was going to get there for you could... Do it.
I did it.
I did. All right. We got
I did it.
We got to the destination beforehand.
Unacceptable. Damn it.
Bro, like.
Unacceptable.
We're going to get into the games because we played we played Utah, OKC, Denver,
and Charlotte.
We'll get into those games, but to break it down, Yeah, no, we're not a playoff team. We need, like I said, point guard play.
And our intensity needs to always be there. Like, I feel like they always give up at some point within the game.
Yeah, in OKC, the energy wasn't there.
Consistency. I feel like everything's consistency. Like
the energy wasn't there in OKC, and we're not the only people who saw that. It was all over the web. Like even Austin Rivers said the energy wasn't there. So shout out to Austin Rivers for pointing that out.
Usually when we watch the game on the Fire Stick,
yeah,
it's usually from like the casters from the opposite side.
Yeah.
So hearing them say we have no energy is like, yo, we have no energy.
Yeah,
everybody sees it.
Yeah, at least for that particular game, like, Denver, we'll talk about Denver, because that's what humbled me, and I saw that coming a mile away. All
right, wait, don't. Let's get back
to the questions.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Let's get back to the questions. Are the Knicks playoff ready? No, we're not. We have a long way to go. We need better point guard play, better perimeter defense, a number one primary scorer, because in my opinion, from what it's looking like, I'm not saying R.J. Barrett can't develop to a number one scorer, but at the moment, he's a second, third option.
I feel you.
Yeah. So, to answer that question, no.
And I will piggyback right there and say absolutely not. But potential, of course.
Yeah. We're building, bro. We're building. It's going to take time. I knew that.
Lego blocks need to be built. You know, patience. Yeah. Sometimes it falls. Sometimes you put the wrong piece in the wrong place.
Facts. Next question. Let's go to the next question.
Okay, question number two. Are you concerned? First of all, thank you for that question.
Yeah.
So, number two, are you concerned about Obi Toppin?
As far as what? His play? Well, we can't really say much about his play. If you're talking about the injury, no. I'm not too concerned. You know, he's day-to-day. You know, he'll be back eventually.
What is it again? A bruised hip or something like that?
Yeah. Something along those lines. That's serious because, like, the hip bone is the strongest bone in your body. So you had to have hit yourself hard to bruise your hip. So, you know, it is serious, but it's not, like, career-threatening or nothing crazy like that, at least as far as I know. So I wasn't
really a big fan of him, though, in the preseason.
He had his moments. He had his moment.
I wasn't really a big fan.
He had his moments.
So
you're not high on him right now?
So you're not concerned?
As far as... No, not at all. As far as his play, he still has some to show. So I'm not really... The jury's still out on him.
I'm concerned about his play.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like he should... I know he's a rookie, but I feel like he should bring more offensively.
I feel you, but you got to realize, like, at the moment... He was bought in, at least in my opinion, he was bought in to start. He just didn't beat out Randle. Like, Randle just ended up playing real good. So, maybe this isn't bad that he's coming off the bench.
Because he still needs to work on his jump shot.
Not really. He just didn't,
Not like that.
There was that one game. I think he went 1-for-9 shooting threes. I think that's what a lot of people are concerned about. Because that game, he didn't shoot well at all. He didn't even shoot the twos well that game. You know, but the game before that, he didn't look too bad. He looked okay. You know,
but like, I am indeed concerned.
No, I can't even lie. I don't blame you. You know, like when a rookie doesn't show much, yeah, that is concerning, but you know.
There's a lot of things concerning, actually.
I don't think he's our main concern.
No, definitely not. But he's definitely a concern.
I think he can get better, so he has time. But am I concerned about Obi Toppin? Me personally, no. I think he'll be back and he'll come back better. At least I hope so.
I hope so too, but I am concerned.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so next question. Thank you for that question. Next question. Do we still need a point guard?
I say yes and no. And the only reason I say no is because I think we should give Quickly a chance to develop. He deserves that shot, bro.
I think so.
He can... Because he's a little inconsistent now because he's returning from the injury.
His shot selection is still a little whack.
His shot selection is still not there. You know, he has to work on that. And his defense isn't there either. You know, the effort is there. Like, it's not
he's a fast guy. His quickness makes up for his lack of able to get in front of somebody. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, he's able to run. Like, even if you blow by him, he'll run and catch up.
Right. The positioning is there. The execution is not there. He needs work on his defense, you know. I think quickly he has the potential.
Get into foul trouble, too.
Yeah.
He does get into foul trouble.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's a rookie. I expect that from most rookies. Word. But I think he could develop. I think he could eventually develop into a starter. He just has to beat out Peyton. Will he eventually do it? I think he will. It's just going to take time, just like everything else on this squad. We're not going to rush him and put him in the starting lineup just
yet. Like we did Trier.
Yeah.
Precedence.
Yeah.
We have precedence.
Yeah. I mean, if he beats him out next week, then yeah, start him. But if not, let him develop. Let him make those mistakes coming off the bench. Let him do all that. Because this is a development year anyway to see who's staying and who's going. You know what I mean? And
I like Quickly. I like his.
I see a lot in that boy. He's good.
I like his.
That boy good.
I like his offensive spark. He gives off like a different type of energy when he's on the court.
I know.
When he's on the court, he becomes a threat, and he makes everybody else around him a threat because he opens up the floor.
He brings point guard play
for everybody else. He just needs to work on his IQ.
Yes,
his IQ and shot selection.
Agreed.
Everything else will come together.
Okay, I agree. But to answer the question, do we need a point guard? I say yes and no.
Because we have point guards, we just need to develop them.
Yes. As I said in the offseason.
Robin the Diaz,
check it out.
Robin the Diaz, he came in that one.
I kind of forgot he was in the lineup, and they brought him in. That was yesterday against Denver, right?
Yeah.
And he had, bro, 4 minutes, two steals.
Yeah, 4 minutes, two steals, and like 6-7 points.
So why didn't we give him? Nah, I don't think he scored that much. He didn't score that much. But we should have gave him minutes today. But that's a whole different story. I still think we need a point guard, though. Like, if we don't pick it up. Because remember, dude, remember my beef with signing Peyton was he can't shoot.
Yeah.
As far as him being a point guard, that's not a problem. He can't shoot. He wasn't a good signing because of that. We needed a shooting point guard. So, you know, this is why teams are zoning us to death.
The zone.
Because we got a point guard who can't shoot.
The Twilight Zone.
And they know
that the rest of the
he's
team.
He's eventually going to penetrate, and the rest of the team can't shoot. So they're gonna zone us to death. So, yes, we need a point guard.
That can
but
shoot.
But I think we need a point guard that can shoot. But I also think we should give Quickly a chance to develop.
Because he's a point guard who can shoot.
Yes.
I agree.
I hope that answers that question.
Correct.
And, yeah, one more question, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh wow, this one's a good one. Okay, check it out. Let me see if I'm reading this right. Okay. Do you think the 90s Knicks finals team would have a chance beating the 70s championship teams?
Ewing, yeah. Starks.
Yeah, they didn't specify which one because we made it in 99 and 94.
Okay.
So I'm going to run with the 94 team. Because that's the better team. We'll run with that one. Would they have a chance to beat the 70s Knicks?
Who's the 70s starting five?
Clyde Frazier.
Pearl
Monroe was on the second team. The second Knicks team. So I don't remember who the shooting guard was for that team.
Off rip, I guess the answer would be the 70s Knicks because they are champions.
I guess.
So they were the better team.
Yeah, you could say that.
But it's also a different game.
Yeah, but I guess the matchup for that finals, for that fantasy matchup would be Ewing versus Willis Reed. That'd be a pretty good matchup.
I got my money on the 70s Knicks. I like the 70s Knicks. I like those odds.
I do too, but I think the 90s Knicks would take them to seven games.
No, they'll put up a fight, of course.
I think the Knicks would take them to seven,
hell yeah,
to seven games.
But I got the 70s Knicks.
I do too, and the advantage the 70s Knicks have is better point guard play. Clyde Frazier, you know?
Clyde the Glide Frazier.
But I got to look
Swish
that up.
Swish and dishing.
I don't remember who the shooting guard was.
That's got to be a sound effect.
But yeah, that would be
swishing and dishing.
Get some Clydeisms in there.
Yeah, we need some Clyde. Yes, sir.
But the starting lineup, if I remember, let's see, it was Willis Reed.
Let's see, we can always just look it up.
Yeah, but I'm trying to guess, and let me know if I'm right, for the 70s championship team. It's Willis Reed, Bill Bradley, Dave DeBuscia, I forgot who the shooting guard was, and Clyde Frazier. And Phil Jackson was coming off the bench. Let me know if I'm right, bro. Just tell me who the shooting guard was. I want to see.
Let's see.
Drum roll. Brrr, we got to add that sound effect, too.
was a 1968, 69 roster.
69-70. Sorry, folks. We were a little unprepared for that question, so we had to do a little research. Shout out to the person who asked that question. That was a good question. You kind of stumped us a little bit.
Okay, we have...
I'm just curious to know who the starting shooting guard was.
We have Dick Barnett.
Okay, he's a forward, though, if I'm not mistaken.
They
have
him as shooting guard.
They do?
Yes.
So he was... Okay, so Dick Barnett was the starting shooting guard. Shout out to Dick Barnett. My father talks very highly of you.
Walt Bellamy.
Him too. My father liked him.
Nate Bowman.
I have no idea who that is.
Bill Bradley.
See? All right.
Dave DeBuscher.
I told you.
Wolf Frazier. Bill Hoskett. Phil Jackson.
Yeah, I think I'll give it to the 70s Knicks. 70s Knicks in seven.
Willis Reed. Don May.
Who's your finals MVP?
Wolf Frazier.
Clyde? I give it to Willis. I think he gives Patrick.
I think Wolf Frazier he's gonna have like 20 assists.
I'll give it to Willis because those 20 assists, half of them are gonna go to him. So I hope that answers that question, y'all. That wraps up the anonymous question. I gotta get used to that. That sounds pretty sweet.
Yes, sir. Clap it up. Thank you. I bow. Thank you. Show's starting to get a little more fun.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
that leads us into our first game.
We actually won this one.
Of the week. So clap it up for the win. Clap it up. Yes. W's all around.
Yeah, man.
Take a bow.
Bro, what was sweet about this win against Utah, bro, at the half, this was my theme for that. We were down by 12 at the half.
It was getting cooked.
We won by 12.
Bro, it was getting cooked.
We did a 24-point turnaround. That is impressive as hell.
Oh, we need a bleep button.
Yeah. That was impressive as hell, button. Bro. And bro, Julius Randle killed that game. We needed this Julius Randle against Charlotte.
I feel you. On the story, I put on the story that Mitch Robinson was gonna have a handful that night, and that he needed to assert his dominance early.
Dude, did he?
Yeah, he had 13 rebounds.
Bro, if you look at his box, bro, like Mitch Robinson's impact is crazy. Like if you look at his box score, you would think, he had a decent game: 9 points, 13 rebounds. 3 blocks, 3 steals. That's a pretty good defensive game, bro.
That's awesome.
Bro.
Against a monster like Gobert.
Bro, I think he should sneak. The defense he's playing right now, despite the fact that this is going to be a negative show as we move on, he might sneak into one of these all-defensive teams this year.
Think so?
I don't know if it's going to be the first.
He deserves it. Maybe, I mean, he's been working hard. He led the league in blocks his rookie year.
Maybe his second, third team. But he should sneak onto one of them teams, yo. He's been impressive defensively.
I agree. And my main man, inconsistent Elfrid Payton. What's going on, man?
Bro, 22. We need the Elfrid Payton from that game, too.
22 points. 8 assists.
And 1 turnover. Bro, where is that?
Where you at?
He's missing.
Where you at?
I'm convinced they kidnapped Elfrid Payton and put...
We don't have a sound effect for that.
That's a cyborg.
We don't have a sound effect for that. Damn it.
Bro. This was a good game, bro. Like, this was a fun game to watch. Austin Rivers was killing.
That was the comeback, right?
Yeah.
That was when Austin Rivers, he just blew up, man.
Yeah, that's when he did the 14 straight points, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
He just exploded. So, yeah. Austin Rivers, you get the clap. Reno, get the claps.
Not like that, though. We already did that joke, so we doing it again.
Yeah, not that
clap. Not that clap. You get a round of applause.
That's funny.
But that was the game he dropped 14 straight, right? I'm trying to check
yeah,
that.
Yeah. He beasted. Straight up. He was getting buckets. Shout out to John Wall.
Yeah, bro. He was looking like Curry that game. Not for nothing. I was like, yo, did Curry put on a Knick uniform and sneak in?
It's like false. It's false gold, man. It's false gold.
Nah, but Austin Rivers is playing well.
Broken truths.
Since he's come in, he's been playing very well.
No, he has. Yes.
He's provided that energy that
he was talking about in the beginning of the season. Like, he's playing like he want to be here. He's playing like he want to change things. And that's what we need.
That he cares.
Austin Rivers is
he
not
definitely
a...
He cares.
In no way am I saying Austin Rivers is a star player, but he has a star attitude, and I can respect that. That's just me personally, though.
Does Austin Rivers get the horn?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Let's have fun with that.
Austin Rivers, you get the horn.
Yeah, bro. And not for nothing, against the Jazz, fun fact, Julius Randle. Unless you want to announce that one, that record?
Oh, yes, sir.
I got it right here. I can announce it unless you want to.
Got you. So, right here, right. Julius Randle has recorded at least 10 points and 10 rebounds and 5 assists in each of his last 6 games.
Impressive, sir.
Now, the last Nick to do that was Jerry Lucas in 1971 and 1972.
He was on that championship, the second championship Knicks team.
Randle is putting in pain. And I actually saw something on Instagram talking about, like, he already has 200 points in the season.
Yeah. Like, I saw that stat. I think him and Oscar Robertson was the only one.
Yeah.
We're going to look, because we don't have it right now. We'll bring that to y'all attention next time. Just so we could, unless we can find it now. We can find it now. Let me know. You know, we kind of.
We like to freestyle a lot of things.
Yeah. We like to.
Keep it raw.
Yeah, because. Not to say we don't take notes when we come in. Yeah, we do, but we kind of like flowing with it. In all honesty.
Keep it natural.
We not like scripts. Every now and again, we'll have a script depending on what's going on and how deep it is. But y'all get straight us. I wouldn't have did that for that, but you know what? We're going to have fun with the sound.
Gets the horn.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with it.
It gets the horn.
I just hope we don't annoy y'all.
Nah, hey, man. I'm trying to separate. I'm trying to spread it out as much as possible.
All right, bet.
There's
bet.
More sound effects, though, but they haven't been able
we're
to
use
yet.
We're just having fun with
yet.
The horn right now.
Yeah, the horn is... That's the horn, man.
But to sum up the Utah Jazz game, bro, that showed so much resilience. So much
teamwork,
defense, ball movement. We were hitting our shots. Yo, the Knicks are a totally different team when we're hitting our shots, dude. I mean, we can say that about any team, yeah. But with the Knicks, when we have floor space, we look like a totally different team.
Yeah.
Like, I think when Burks comes back, he's going to make a big difference, bro.
Of course. This, he's gonna be the guy to spread the floor.
This stretch of game showed me that Burks is... a better player than I thought he was, or at least his impact is better, because to me he's just there's no disrespect to him,
he's a little shifty,
he's a good player.
I'll never forget he caught a pass on the wing, and he dribbled to the right and it hit like a in and out crossover, and I was like, yo, and he did it so smoothly,
dude. Burke just got here and I already miss him.
And he caught him lacking, and he shot it from the free throw line and made it. I was like, yo, why is he built like this?
And he's just finding his game, too, at 29, bro. Some players take longer to develop. You know what I mean?
We got a late bloomer, ladies and gentlemen.
We got him on a one-year deal, though, man. I hope we keep him. I think he's a keeper.
It depends
personally.
What he shows us, man. These injuries aren't looking good right now.
Bro, we need him.
We do need him. That
showed me a lot.
I absolutely agree. Because Randle's able to dominate more often and limit his turnovers when he's not, when he has room to work. And in order to get that room, we need outside threats. And so far, the most reliable outside threat we've had is Alec Burks.
Right.
And Alec Burks is hurt with ankle injury, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, it is ankle. I got. We need you back, Burks.
Please.
This is basically that's the Knicks' mood right now.
Swear to me, you'll come back.
Swear to me.
Yo, I've been waiting to use that. Yo, that was so planned.
It's gonna be so fun recording. Not that it's not fun recording this, but now that we got this, it's gonna be fun.
That was so planned. You have no idea,
bro. Before we move on to the OKC game, which I don't want to move on to because that's where I think the energy was lost. I just want to throw it out there that in the Jazz game, we held Donovan Mitchell to 18 points on 8-for-23 shooting.
Yeah,
and he turned the ball over 4 times.
Our defense has definitely been on the elite side.
Yeah. I'll give us that. Despite the fact this was a negative week our defense did keep us in the games. It's just like, we'll get to the Charlotte game later. We kind of folded in the end.
Yeah, it slips at some point, but we do hold our own on the defensive side. Like, if we were able to make our shots, the shots that, like, you know, that were wide open within that zone, we would definitely be in these games. Because the defense is doing what the defense does. It's getting stops. We're just not getting buckets with those stops.
Yo, not for nothing. We could actually break down these next three games pretty much the same. Because we lost for pretty much the same reasons.
Our offense.
Yes,
bro. We can't break down a zone for the life of us.
All right, check it out, y'all. All right. After the Jazz.
Let's move on, yes, sir.
After the Jazz victory, we usually do one game at a time to break it down. But let's be real, y'all. If you watched, you know.
If you know, you know.
The Nuggets, and today against the Charlotte Hornets, they threw the zone at us crazy. We couldn't break the zone, thus we didn't have offense, or at least consistent offense.
It's like, I don't know, it's like they kind of fold under, like, what the point guard would do is he would dribble to the front of the court, get trapped by the two guards in front of the zone. Actually, no. I think it was OKC that threw the 3-2 at us.
Yeah.
So, if you're playing a 3-2, right, what's open on the court?
Basically the sides.
The corners.
Yeah.
So, even if you can't shoot, you got to have somebody in the corner and attack baseline.
Exactly.
If you attack baseline, then you got two men helping you. Then you can pass it out to the wing or you lob it up to Mitch in the middle.
See, that's where good point guard play comes in, though, because we don't have a point guard that breaks the zone down.
But that should even be a point. I know this. I mean, I'm a point guard, but anybody should. This is simple basketball tactics. If you got a spot open, you attack the spot that's open. Like, you remember during this Charlotte game,
right?
I was yelling at Randall, like, look, like, he caught it. So Randall, there was a play. Randall caught it on the wing of the free throw line. Free throw line extended.
I'm here. I'm with you. And I remember.
There was a hole, and you gotta attack those holes because you gotta break the. You gotta make the defense. The thing about the zone, you gotta make it move. If you don't make the zone move or work, you're gonna completely crumble.
I'm trying to tell you, that's where good point guard play comes in.
You gotta make the zone move, and
we have nobody that moves the zone for some reason, bro.
Because no one can make their shots. Consistently, at least. We know you guys can hit your shots. It's just you can't hit it consistently.
It's sad.
Which is sad.
Yeah, bro. Like, we got the talent, man. It's just like they just not. They're still young and inconsistent, bro. That's why we need Burks back, man.
Drop an F in the chat, man. Jesus,
bro.
I just need some damn. I'm gonna record myself just saying damn consistency, and then that's gonna be the sound effect right there.
I'm telling you, bro.
Just damn consistency.
A problem with these zones is point guard play, man. And we get and our point guards get outplayed, bro. Like, Gilgeous Alexander had 25, 10, and 7 against us.
It's not good,
bro. Even Alexei Pokusevski kind of had a little thing with us too. 7.6 rebounds.
But the thing about that game. The guys who you needed to eat were eating.
As far as...
In the OKC game.
Oh, okay.
Like Barrett, Randle, and Payton.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Barrett had 19 points. Randle had 18.
But Barrett's shooting was the problem. Barrett and Payton's shooting was the problem, though. Because even if you look, Randle actually had a good game. He only turned the ball over twice.
Twice.
Bro, we only turned the ball over four times against OKC, bro. How did we not win that game?
Shots are not falling.
That's crazy.
Our shots are not falling.
No, I dig, but that's crazy, bro. Like, the one game we didn't turn the ball over 10 times, we lost.
You know what's crazy? That game, like how you said, was the must win. Like, that was the one we had to win.
Yes, I agree. I said that the day of the game because, let me tell y'all my line of thinking with that. And there's no disrespect to OKC. They're a rebuilding team just like us. But at the same time, I kind of feel we could have at least outcoached them, or Tibbs could have outcoached them to a victory. We had the potential to do that because, you know, would you say our best player is better than their best player, Gilgeous Alexander?
Yeah, because
you think Randall's better than, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah, I disagree. I don't think Randall's better than Gilgeous Alexander. That's just my opinion, though. I could be wrong. You know, but
I think Randle's better.
But the point I was trying to make is, I think that was a winnable game compared to the Denver Nuggets. And the reason I said OKC is a must win, because Denver Nuggets, we're obviously going to shift to the Denver Nuggets game right now. They're light years beyond us, bro.
I get it.
Let's be real.
Like, I get it.
Let's
I
be
get
real.
It.
Could you at least acknowledge that?
No, yeah.
The Denver Nuggets are a way, way better team than we are.
They're
bro.
Way more developed. They have everything together. They're a couple pieces away from a chip, honestly.
Bro, maybe like one or two. Maybe even one.
I respect that. But you can't lose the way you did.
Bro, I'm not shocked. That's why I thought OKC was a must win, because that's a team we have to beat. Us beating the Denver Nuggets would have been a big an upset on the level of us beating Milwaukee, maybe even higher.
I'm not saying we should have won. I'm saying there should have been a little bit more fight.
No, I agree. But I'm just not, I'm personally not shocked at that result. You know, so I'm not really mad at it. I kind of saw it coming. You know what I mean? Trying to get the stats for that game up. As a matter of fact, just
114 to 89.
Just to throw it out there, after the Jazz game, let me just throw our point totals. We scored 89 against the Thunder, 89 against the Nuggets, 88 against the Hornets. So, yeah.
Our three-point percentage against the Nuggets was doo-doo cheeks. It was 29%.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And we had 16 turnovers.
So, they're 12. See, bro? Like, I'm telling you, bro, point guard play will make a big difference for us, bro. Matter of fact, yeah. Dennis Smith scored 4 points in that game.
That was the game Dennis Smith went off.
4 points, two
steals. He went off in his 6 minutes.
4 points, an assist,
and, like,
and two steals.
What a guy. Yeah, he just completely went off in, like, the last 6 minutes of the game. What a legend. Yeah. But, you know, Knox can't be having 18 minutes, 6 points. You know, Austin Rivers can't. Austin Rivers definitely can't be having 22 minutes and 6 points.
And I hate to say it, but Jokic kind of killed Mitch, man. This was Mitch's only bad game defensively.
But you know what's crazy? I read something on Instagram, too, that Mitch said guarding Jokic wasn't hard. It's just the shots that we were making were just tough shots.
Bro, don't sleep, bro. Jokic is a problem to me. That boy is good. He another one.
I think we have a speaker in the background.
Yeah, bro. Bloopers. Blooper reel.
There's a speaker in the background. Hold on, keep talking. I'm going to see if I can go turn that off.
Oh, man. All right, so I have to go solo now, man. So, yeah, like I was saying, bro, like I didn't expect much from us against Denver, bro. I knew they would beat us, bro. Like, bro, Jokic 22, 10, and 5. I saw that coming a mile away.
All right.
I'm actually surprised we held Jamal Murray down.
It is off.
I'm actually surprised we held Jamal Murray down. He only had 9 points.
It was just Jokic, man. Jokic the Joker. The joke. He played the joke.
Yeah, bro. I hate to say it. He's just a better big man than Mitch at this point. You know what I mean? In all facets.
He has a way bigger arsenal than Mitch.
Yeah, in all facets. Even on defense. In all facets of the game, Jokic is better.
He's quicker laterally. He has a way better passing IQ.
Oh, my dude. He's second in the league in assists.
Yeah, he's way better passing.
Insane, bro. He's looking like a... Bro.
He's a way better shooter.
I'm going to go out and say it. Non-Knicks related hot take, Jokic is an MVP candidate.
You get the claps, Jokic.
Yeah, shout out to Jokic, bro.
You completely destroyed us.
Nah, I'm a fan of his anyway, bro. I like Jokic. I like all around players like that. You know, I hope one day Mitch can at least develop to be half of that. I'll take half of that for Mitch. And that's no disrespect to Mitch. We love you, Mitch.
We do, but you gotta step that game up, man.
Yeah, bro, it's a lot of shots.
You gotta add.
It's a lot of shots we saw. Like, you was open, and we was like, "Oh, look, like Mitch gonna shoot," but you don't shoot, bro. Mitch, shoot them shots, man. Even if you miss, I urge you, bro, because Mitch being an offensive weapon for us would bring a whole different dynamic to the game, bro.
What type would you want? What kind of?
He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be a 3-point shooter. You could just be a mid-range shooter, bro. Like, if the defense has to respect you, that opens the floor more.
Like, I would like him to do like the little catches, face up, jab step.
Yeah, like a little hook shot. Yeah, even that. Bro, start small, Mitch. Come on, bro. You becoming...
You gotta use what you have, and you're tall and athletic.
If Mitch could give us 12, 13 points, not a lot. Bro, that brings... And he could hit, like, a good mid-range.
And you're average, like, 10 rebounds.
Bro, you're good. We don't even need that much offense from you. We just needed enough that, all right, we can't leave him open for a jumper.
Yeah.
You would open the floor. You would open the floor so much more. Now, if you develop a 3-pointer, that's even better. You kind of teased us this summer with that, bro. You DSJ'd us.
Yeah, you DSJ'd us crazy, man.
With the 3-point shot.
Don't DSJ.
Not feeling that for you.
Don't DSJ.
I'm not
like
feeling
that,
you
man.
For that, bitch. We still Ooh. Love you. We still love you, bro. But we not feeling you for that, bitch.
You was putting up buckets from three. What happened?
Facts, bro. Facts.
What happened?
I guess. All right, we'll move on to. Today.
So more on it. Unacceptable. More That's, unacceptable play.
Wait, now we're gonna move on to Charlotte, and you know what? Hit that again.
Yep.
Unacceptable. Today was fucking unacceptable, one more time. Bro. Unacceptable. Yeah, bro. It was bad, bro.
With the womp.
It was bad, bro.
That fart was from me.
It was bad, bro. Like, today was not good. It looked good at first. You know why? Because we were down.
They had that little catch, that little run, the 22-4 run.
Yeah. That was sweet.
Good. That was looking good.
That I saw promise in that. Like, the Knicks need to look like that more often. That 22-4 run, we was real impressive that second quarter.
Yes. The first thing I see, Barrett 0-5 from 3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So that's how we're starting the Charlotte game?
Yeah. RJ, swear to me. Swear to me you shoot 0-5 from 3, bro. Like,
bro, we don't have... He doesn't have to swear to us, nigga. We watched it. We watched it happen. He doesn't have to swear.
Swear to me, RJ.
Swear to me that you're going to get better at it. Swear to me. Yeah, dude. Do that.
God, too, man. Oh, my God, bro. Like, I hate to say it to you, bro, but I think someone has to say it to you, bro. If you haven't heard it already.
Yo, check out this tweet from
You're a walking brick from the outside.
Bro, check out this tweet. I just caught this. It's regarding the game from Austin Rivers. Dog, I'm really becoming a fan of Austin Rivers, bro. I like his attitude.
What do you say? All right,
check it out. And this is 13 minutes ago.
Because he knows we're gonna be on their ass. He knows it.
This is 13 minutes ago. He said, and this is facts. Believe it or not, this is facts. You gotta ask yourself as a Knicks fan, or if you're covering us, would you take a 5-6 start? Considering we had one of the tough schedules in the league. Everybody just take a deep breath. We got a lot of games left. We'll be okay. He's right.
That's cool, yeah.
Because, bro, like, I wasn't expecting us to be 5-6. I was expecting us to be 3-8. Like, for yeah. real, though. I was not expecting us to beat Milwaukee or Utah if we beat them. So we're not in bad shape, but we can see the problems. And today, as I said on the post, that I broke down the scoreboard.
And the Pacers. Yeah, we beat the Pacers. We beat the
Hawks.
Yeah,
that's when Rivers crossed up Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, put him in a blunder.
But, bro, today exposed all our weaknesses, bro. As I said, perimeter defense, point guard play, consistency, and
that
shooting.
Damn consistency.
All on display. All those weaknesses were on display today.
And let me tell you something, bro.
LaMelo outplayed our point guards, and he ain't even have that big of a game.
Let me tell you something, bro. We're going to...
He looked impressive. Shout out to LaMelo.
We saw a lot of what ifs.
Yeah. I can't lie.
What could have been.
That pass he did, the baseball pass he threw to
Hayward.
To Hayward.
He did the turnaround.
That's when I knew the game was done. I was like, we're going to lose this game, bro. Like, that was sweet.
But you know what's crazy?
That was pretty sweet.
After that, they went on the 22-4 run.
But that was still a sweet play. I kind of knew after that, like, yo, how did we let him do that?
You get the clap. Good job, Hayward.
How did we let him do that, bro? Like, that's how I knew that game was bad. Yo, and... Like, as we said before, Randle can't do it on his own.
Cannot.
He didn't have a good game shooting, and look what happened.
And he had, what, 4 turnovers?
Let's see. Randle had 4 turnovers, yeah. You're right.
He gets to swear to me, too.
He only had 5 rebounds. Not good, Randle. Not good, bro. You know, but I'll let you pass, though, because you usually get the double-double popping. So I'll let the 5 rebounds
pass. I'll
let it go.
This is a bad game. It's okay.
And the scoring, I'll let that go, too, because you are only scorer anyway.
Back to RJ Barrett though. That walking brick.
Bro, one thing I like about Barrett, and I give him props, he does do other things
That's
when
cool.
he's not hitting. Most players don't do that, so I'll give him respect for that.
You must
but
score.
But you got to score, bro.
You must score the basketball.
We need you, Barrett. We need you, bro.
You're literally the face of this franchise, and you're not looking like it.
Damn, bro, you went kind of hard on him right there.
Bro, I'm not.
I dig, bro. Shout out to Kevin Knox, though, bro. He showed up today.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Let's get some. Yep, one more time. Yep. Yep, that's my guy. He gets the air horn as well. Kevin Knox.
He showed up big time, bro. 19-5, 2 assists.
What a way to play, bro. What a way to play.
And again, he's playing. Yo, I'm impressed with his defense, man. Excuse me.
I say Knox definitely improved.
Damn, I got choked up about that.
Bro, Knox has definitely improved from last year.
Yeah, that's why he's getting minutes, because he has his defensive lapses, but he's showing improvement. So Tibbs is feeling him, and he's letting him fire, if you notice.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
shoot, bro. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of dig that. I kind of like that. That Knox is, he's getting to where he needs to be.
He's got
to
gain some more confidence, though.
He's getting
in his driving abilities.
You know, he was Nerlens Noel was even a positive today for his little.
He's very active on the defensive end of the floor. Yeah. If you haven't noticed.
In 15 minutes, 4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. I'll take it.
And he causes a lot of havoc around the rim.
Yeah, bro. Like we said, the defense isn't going to take a drop off when Mitch is out the game because of Nerlens Noel. So, you know, we cool with that. Mitch had a good game today. 12-11, 2 blocks, 2 steals.
Solid. Mitch is solid. He does what Mitch does.
I'm telling you, man. Like, his defense is...
His game's not pretty. He gets the job done.
But, bro...
That's it.
We just got outplayed today, man.
We had our run. You know what it is, man? It's not even we got outplayed. We outplayed our... Like, congratulations. You played yourself. Like, we constantly play ourselves. The turnovers... The freaking jump pass. If I see another freaking jump pass.
Oh, yeah, I hate those shits.
If I see another freaking jump pass.
I hate that, bro.
A freaking jump.
Unacceptable! Why did I see that coming?
Freaking jump pass. Like, yo, come on, bro. Like when Randall was yelling at Knox because he did that stupid jump pass, I wanted to slap Randall. I was like, Randall, don't you dare. Don't you dare take that out on Knox. It's your fault.
You heard that? You heard when Thibodeau was yelling? Who was he yelling at when they was on the floor?
It was Barrett.
He said get on the floor, get off the floor.
Get on the floor.
So he wanted him to hustle.
Like, because like the ball was loose. And he's like, get on the floor.
Ah, man, Tibbs.
I like the energy, Tibbs. But Tibbs,
yeah, I got a complaint. And it's probably going to be the same complaint.
Yeah, timeout, Tibbs. Timeout. Hold on. We don't have a break ad lib.
Bro,
damn
you
it.
Have... You kind of have an old habit.
You got some coaching problems here.
You got an old habit you got to drop, bro.
You don't seem to be a situational subber. You seem to be a very time-consumed subber. Now, what I mean by that is that he doesn't sub due to the situation at hand. Like, if you need a scorer, he's not going to put a scorer in. He presets the minutes for each player.
So you think he promised the players minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Screw that.
Because I don't know. Let's go through the stats. Go through the last 3 games and see each player's the starting 5 minutes.
You know what? That's a good point. Let's check that out. We're putting you on the spot, Tibbs.
Yeah, Tibbs, you're not safe either, my guy. Even though we do respect what you've done with the defense and the team morale, but you know, we got to. You know, everybody gets their criticism.
Yes, sir. Let's see. In the last 4 games or the losses?
Just the last three.
So the
four
losses,
games.
The yeah. losses. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. All right. You know what? Just for the sake of example, let's look at Randall. Let's look at Randall and Barrett. Okay. Against the Thunder, Barrett had 44. Randall had 31. All right. Let's go back.
44-31.
Yeah. 44-31 against the Thunder. Against the Nuggets.
So it was 44-31.
This game ran against the Nuggets. Randall had 38. Barrett had 33.
Okay.
And against Charlotte.
It's pretty around the same.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, basically, maybe 5 minutes short. So, yeah, about the same, you could say. Let's see. Against the Hornets. Yeah, same thing. Well, Randall played 30 minutes. So he had his least amount of minutes, I guess because he was ineffective today.
Maybe, yeah.
And Barrett had 35.
He had 4 turnovers, so that could be definitely be the reason why he sat.
Yeah. So yeah, Tibbs has.
I think Tibbs needs to work on his situational, like when you remember when Knox closed out. I don't know if it was a quarter or the half. You remember when he was hot?
Yeah, I think it was the end of the second quarter. It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't start in the second half.
I don't know why he didn't start at the beginning of the game. Because Bullock
Rivers.
Was out.
He started Austin Rivers. No disrespect to Austin Rivers.
I still would have started Knox.
Yeah, I would start Knox as well.
Because I think Rivers would be a better spark off the bench. But that's just me.
No, I think you're right.
You know what I mean? So, do you think all right, so now that we threw our weaknesses out there, the point guard play, the perimeter defense, the consistency, and the better shooting, do you think a trade is imminent?
Yeah.
Like soon? Or trade deadline?
No, trade deadline.
What? Yeah.
A trade deadline. I would go for a point guard, if anything.
Lonzo Ball. I'm just throwing that name out there again.
That's your boy, bro.
Bro, he might be available. It's not because he's my boy. He might be an available point guard. The possibility might be there.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? And I don't think Lonzo Ball's a bad point guard at all. He's better than what we have now.
I agree.
I wouldn't mind making a run at him. And as far as shooting goes, I don't know if Hield's still on the market or not, but I don't know, bro. He's a shooter. We should call them. That's just my opinion. We should call them. At least try, bro.
Yeah.
We need scoring. We need shooters. Hield is a gunner.
Yeah. Buddy Hield would definitely...
He would upgrade our shooting.
He shoots
crazy.
He shoots the lid off. I agree.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe Leon Rose... I'm being patient with Leon Rose. You know, I'm not rushing. Cause I believe in his vision. So...
He's been you know, his moves have been solid lately.
Yeah.
Can't really complain.
Yeah. Like I said, bro, we're in a better position than we thought we were going to be in.
Way better from last year.
Exactly. So I'm not upset. I'm very patient with Leon Rose. I like the front office. But yeah, a trade might be possible, bro. Something needs to be done.
That's crazy. It's crazy you said that.
We're not horrible. We're better. I appreciate that.
Wait, let me stop you. I should have stopped you before. This leads me into my next thing.
Wait, what?
Is it just me or?
Oh, it's about that time. Here we go.
Is it just me or? And is it just me or was? Is it just me or? Do the Knicks need to make a trade?
Oh, that was the question?
It was.
Holy, wow.
And you hit it right in the head.
I didn't even mean to do that. That's cool.
So let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, let's keep it. That's right. Whoa, that's great. All right. bro, yes.
Let's keep it rolling.
As far as the trade market goes, I hear rumors of Lonzo Ball. Buddy Hield, I haven't heard no rumors, but I'm throwing him out there because he's a gunner.
I heard we just played him, actually. He plays for the Hornets. He has, the braids.
Devontae Graham?
Yes.
At point. He killed us today, too.
I think we would give away Frank, DSJ, and I think the Mavericks. Oh, and we also wanted to that kid from the Hawks.
Okay, from the Hawks.
He's number 20. What's his name?
Not Bogdanovic, right? Bogdanovic got hurt.
No, not Bogdanovic.
Good thing we didn't sign him. He got hurt, bro.
Yeah, dodged a bullet.
Oh, boy. But Graham killed us today, though. Graham would probably be a good look, too. I would take Devontae Graham.
Why not? Better than what we'd have.
Devontae Graham had what today? Let me see. 19.7 assists. What?
Oh, Collins.
John Collins?
Collins.
Nah, I don't think we need John Collins.
He's a power forward, yeah.
Unless we trade in Julius Randle. But then again, we got Obi Toppin. I still want to see what Obi Toppin
there was actually.
Give us.
I forgot who you would get, but we packaged Obi. Oh, for Siakam. We'd give away Toppin.
For Siakam? With us?
Yeah. We could give away Toppin, somebody else, and the Dallas 2023 pick.
For Siakam?
For Siakam.
That's interesting.
That's not bad.
Would you do that?
I would highly consider it.
Yeah, I would too. I wouldn't
pull the trigger, but yeah, I would heavily.
Listen.
Yeah,
I would listen.
I would heavily consider it.
I would listen. I'm a big fan of Siakam. I like him. Yeah. Siakam's a good player. I like Siakam.
He's very effective, and he's a good shooter, too. Like, yeah, he's a very good shooter.
Bro, I don't know, man, but that's something to think about. That's an interesting rumor.
He's like a developed Toppin already.
Something like that. Something like that. So
pretty much.
Is a trade imminent? I would think so. I couldn't tell you any rumors. I could just tell you who I think we should get.
There hasn't been any yet.
Yeah. I still think Lonzo Ball would be a good get.
And who would you give away for Lonzo?
I give up Frank.
Frank? Is that it? Or
Frank.
There's no way that could be it.
No, of course not. Not in today's NBA. I guess me personally, I would give up Frank. Like maybe another veteran.
Taj?
I don't think they would take Taj. We would have to give up, I don't know, bro, honestly. I would do Frank, another player.
DSJ?
If they take him. Frank? Oh, yeah. You know what? For the sake
or
of
Payton. Money,
I don't think they would take Payton back. Payton was over there at one point. So I guess I would do Frank, another player. I don't know who. And maybe a second round draft pick or two. That's about even. Give us Lonzo Ball and like a late second pick.
Lonzo.
You have the big baller movement in New York, man. Who knows?
He wants LeVar. That's it. He just wants LeVar. You just want LeVar. Just say it.
Nah, that's like half of it.
You just want LeVar.
That's half of
it's
it.
It's okay.
Nah, I like Lonzo Ball, legit. But I won't lie. LeVar is part of it. I'll be honest. It's a package deal.
Honesty is the best policy, man. Come on.
I just told you. Yeah. It's a package deal, bro. Whichever Ball brother you get, he's coming.
Well.
Even if you get a Ball cousin.
You want a cousin, even the cousin?
Bro, I heard
about the whole family line.
Nah, I just said a cousin because like I heard there's like a cousin out there that they got that's pretty nice.
Oh, okay.
I don't know his name, but I'm gonna look him up.
Okay.
I'm gonna look him up. See what that's about. Like,
yeah.
We'll probably discuss.
So is it just me or the Knicks should make a trade? Yeah. I think a trade is definitely imminent.
For who we don't know, who should we get rid of?
For the position, I say we should go for a point guard. You?
Yes. Point guard and a shooter.
Yeah.
I don't even care what position it is, as long as he shoots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just me or so? Yeah, hit
it. Is it just me or?
That's actually why I said that, because I wanted you to hit the button.
Is it just me or?
Yeah. Soundboard is pretty sweet. Yeah, one more time. Let's do it. Fuck it.
Is it just me or?
I hope nobody's going to be annoyed by this episode. We're going to find out a lot of feedback this week. So we're gonna see if we OD.
Bring some life, man. Bring some energy. Because, you know, not a lot of energy's been floating around.
Yeah, man.
We also have another sound.
Yeah, man. We're going to close out the show. But we're going to end it up with my favorite segment.
Oh, here we go.
This week in Knicks history.
Whoa!
And we got a theme song. Yeah. This week in Knicks history, baby. What you heard was the legendary Tupac. Old School. That's the name of the song.
Shakur.
One of his most underrated songs. If you a Pac fan.
That's underrated?
To me, it is.
I love that song.
To me, that's an underrated song. Not a lot of people talk about that song when they talk about Tupac's best songs.
Woo. My son got this. He finally got an intro. Clap it up.
Yeah, bro.
Finally got you an intro, man.
And I got some fire Knicks history, too.
You know? Oh, yeah. Here we go.
We set a record.
Let's go.
Let me hear it. I mean, it got broken, so we're now in second place with that record. But we still set a record this week in Knicks history. The Knicks, for 33 consecutive games in the, I think, 2001 season? Yep. From November 11th, 2000 to January 21st, 2001, for 33 straight games, the Knicks held their opponents to less than 100 points.
Nice.
That record was since broken by the Detroit Pistons in 2003-2004 with 38 games, but that's still an accomplishment nonetheless.
Nonetheless,
that's
indeed.
Great Knicks history. That's a record that I don't think, as far as the New York Knicks go, has been broken by any New York
and
Knicks team.
It's crazy because now we're in like the defensive era within the Knicks again.
In an offensive era. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
But this record is crazy, though. I bring this up for a reason. Because this was like a transition year for the Knicks. And what I mean by that is before this season started, before we set this record, which was eventually broken by the Pistons, like I said. Mm-hmm. Like, before this season started, we traded Patrick. We traded Patrick Ewing to the Supersonics.
Nah, that's tough.
We ended up with Glenn Rice. Oh, wow. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Travis Knight. I know what some of y'all are thinking. Who the hell is Travis Knight?
I know I am.
Oh, boy. Long story short, he was a center from UConn. He was a decent college player. Ended up being a bench warmer in the NBA. There you go. I have no idea why that's unacceptable, but we'll take it. So, yeah, we traded Ewing for Glenn Rice, Travis Knight, Luke Longley, and, like, some picks that ended up being nothing. You know what I mean? And after that happened...
It's pretty depressing.
Yeah, but after that happened, we set that record. I'm trying to see. Okay, it started, ironically, against the Charlotte Hornets. You know, and...
That's funny. And we just got spanked.
Yeah, bro.
By the Hornets.
But in this game, we spanked them. 81-67. Held them to 7 points in the third. I'll take that.
That's fire. I love defense, man.
Led by Allen Houston.
I love
21
defense.
Points.
Defense is so fun.
Bro. And during this streak, here's the awesome part. The Knicks held their opponents to less than 80 points 12 times. At one point, had a 7-game winning streak. And, whoa, this was impressive, too.
What's up?
Blew out the Philadelphia 76ers by 20 points. Why is that impressive? That was Allen Iverson's MVP season.
Oh.
So we bought it to them.
Nice.
And that was the year the Sixers went to the finals. So we beat the finals.
We shut down.
Yeah.
We shut down Iverson.
Pretty damn impressive, Knickerbockers.
We had an impossible question for the answer.
Bro, our record for that our record for that streak.
I got to clap for that joke.
Oh, no, wait. Hold that applause because you're going to need it for this. We had a winning record of that streak, obviously. 21-12.
21-12.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, the streak ended against the Milwaukee Bucks. How did I know that was coming?
You knew it, bro.
Oh, man. That streak was broken by the Milwaukee Bucks. We lost to them 105-91, thus ending the streak. That season was our last playoffs. Well, after the Ewing. After Ewing got traded. That was our last playoff year, thus beginning the downfall.
Up until what, 2012, right?
Yep. That's when we won the Atlantic Division. And
the good old days.
Since we're talking history.
The good old days.
Our record that year was 48-34, fourth seed in the East. We lost to Vince Carter and the Raptors that year in the first round.
Ah, man.
And after that year.
Was Tracy McGrady on that Raptors team?
Yep. He was. That's before he went to Orlando.
That's tough.
And after that season,
that's real tough. That's a tough team right there.
After that season, the next year in December, Van Gundy resigned, and the downfall began. So basically, this moment in Knicks history bridged the gap between the glory days of the 90s
from where we are now
and the downfall to where we are now. So.
I mean, we kind of went up like a stock because, like, we went crashing down. Then we went right back up in 2012.
And then we...
right back down.
So this means we're
probably due for a spike.
That's next year.
Pretty soon.
So this week in Knicks history, believe it or not, this was our best segment. And the reason I say that, because I helped you bridge the gap between the glory days of the 90s and now.
I'm trying to say your segment's better than my segment?
No, I didn't say that. I just said this week. we're not going to start segment beefs, are we?
I mean, do we have to?
Bro, I'm going to knock you over the head with this mic.
Do we have to? Do we have to? Is that what I'm hearing?
Bro, we have to be conscious to finish the show. We're not trying to kill each other.
All right. So I'll wait till after.
All right. So, yeah, that was this week in Knicks history. I guess that wraps up this week's show.
Clap it up. And the actual dab,
yes, bow, sir.
Actual dab.
Great show this week. Unfortunately, we were one in three.
We gotta
pick it up, Knicks. Cause next, we got the Diet Bronx Nets.
The Nets, the black and white Nets.
Bro, as much as I don't like the Nets,
and Kyrie is nowhere to be found.
Bro, they can still smack us.
If we don't get our shit together, KD's playing, right? I'm assuming KD's playing.
KD's
bro,
indeed playing.
Bro, KD could drop 50 on us.
Correct.
He's still KD.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Emotional and all that. He's still KD.
He is still Kevin Durant.
You know, so but I'm predicting the upset because these are the games the Knicks usually show up for.
It's the Subway Series.
Historically speaking, these are the games the Knicks show up for.
Would you consider this a Subway Series?
Not yet. I would wait till we get good.
Okay.
Like, better than now. Like, we're okay now. We have to get good for it to be a Subway Series. So, Dire Bronx Nets, we coming for you.
We coming for you, man.
We coming for you, brother. Hulk Hogan voice. We got to get Hulk Hogan on the soundboard, too.
We got a whole lot of keys here. we'll definitely get to thinking.
All right, bro. But let's wrap it up, man. Knicks Anonymous.
Follow us on
Instagram.
Boom, you
search for us on YouTube. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and
Google Podcasts
and other platforms. I don't remember off the
YouTube,
top of my head.
All at Knicks Anonymous.
Yep, all at Knicks Anonymous. Thank y'all for listening. Much love. Hopefully we go from 1-3 to 3-1 next week. Go Knicks. Randall, stop turning the ball over. RJ, hit your shots.
Stop doing jump passes.
Mitch, keep doing your thing, but give us some more points.
And Alec
Burke, please come back soon,
some
bro.
Damn consistency.
We miss Alec Burke, bro. Come back, bro. Knicks Anonymous
in the
out.
Arms of
oh, damn, bro. And on that note, we're out, bro. Knicks Anonymous.
Let's go, Knicks.